Hi, I'm Carl Azouz. Today's edition of CNN Student News starts in the Middle East, where tensions are growing between two rival governments of Palestinians. There are two Palestinian territories with two different governments. The West Bank is one of them. It's controlled by the Palestinian Authority. Gaza is the other. It's controlled by a militant group called Hamas. The two sides agreed to form a unity government earlier this year. But the Palestinian Authority accuses Hamas of running a shadow government, an unauthorized group of 27 officials who control Gaza. And the Palestinian Authority says if that continues, a unity government is helpless. Hamas says the accusation is unjustified and untrue, and that it will keep working with the rival group on a unity government. If that falls through, it's another complication in a restless region of the world.
Hamas is the current ruling party in Gaza and has been since 2006, when it won a landslide in democratic elections. In fact, at the time, it became one of the first Islamist parties around the world to win political office. But much of the West considers Hamas to be a terrorist organization. The group was born in 1987, just at the start of the First Intifada, or Palestinian uprising. Now, the group's founders wanted it to be able to deliver social welfare programs to the residents of Gaza, which at this particular point number about 1.8 million people. But then a year in, it published its charter, and within that charter, Hamas was calling for the destruction of Israel. Hamas started a suicide bombing campaign against Israel in the 1990s. So what does Hamas want? It does not recognize Israel's right to exist, calling not only for an end to the Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands, but for an end to the Israeli state itself, as well as the right of return for Palestinians who were forced to leave their homes and became refugees when the State of Israel was created back in 1948. Hamas wants a lifting of the Israeli blockade on Gaza. Israel at this point controls the airspace and the waters of Gaza. Along with Egypt, it controls the borders. Israel says that is necessary to try and cope with a more militarized Hamas. And thirdly, Hamas wants the release of around 6,500 Palestinian prisoners currently in Israeli detention. They believe that they're being held illegally. And then there's the question as to whether Hamas is simply in this fight because it has nothing to lose. Living conditions for almost 2 million people in one of the most densely populated territories on earth are very tough, and they are not improving. Unemployment hovers around the 50% level, and that's before this latest round of fighting. Hamas has also lost one of its major allies, the Muslim Brotherhood, in Egypt. The new Egyptian regime considers Hamas to be an enemy. Nevertheless, some experts say that simply by fighting against Israel, Hamas appears to be standing up for the rights of the Palestinian people.
In the National Football League, the Baltimore Ravens cut Ray Rice yesterday, and the three-time Pro Bowl running back was suspended from playing anywhere in the NFL. Earlier this year, Rice was charged with assault for allegedly hitting his fiance at a hotel. The charge was set to be dropped after Rice started an intervention program. The couple did get married, and Rice did apologize.
What happened that night was something that should have never happened. And, you know, like I said, I have to pay for that for the rest of my life because my daughter is very intelligent, you know, and she's going to want to know what happened because she's going to press Google one day. And just how fast this message is going to go worldwide, that's how fast my daughter's going to be able to pick up the phone and Google her father's name. And the first thing that's going to come up is not how many touchdowns I scored. It's going to come up about what happened.
The Baltimore Ravens originally stuck by Rice, and the NFL originally gave Rice a 2-game suspension, which critics called weak. The league later revised its domestic violence policy to 6 games without pay, though that wouldn't apply to Rice. But yesterday, new video surfaced that showed Rice punching his then-fiancé. The Ravens terminated his contract, the NFL saying it was the first time they'd seen the video, then suspended Rice indefinitely.